Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, folks? It's time for the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL, the Freeview version of it. I'll give you the first 20 minutes of it. Folks on Patreon, they get the full 3 hours of content from the Lost Zane recordings twice a week. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you would, man, if you want to check it out, $5 or $10 a month and get through that month and, you know, whatever. If you don't like it, you gave it an honest try. No problem. I just thank you for the time. I really, really do. I really appreciate that. So if you want more, it's at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Ton of stuff there that I've talked about many times. Go there, root around and have a little fun. All right. Here's the Freeview of the Lost Zane recordings. And good morning, Grand Rapids, West Michigan. This is the Eric Zane Show. From 107.3 WBBL, 50,000-watt flamethrower. Heard from Big Rapids down to Kalamazoo, the Lakeshore, to Lansing, beyond Lansing, actually. I'm getting a lot of people saying they heard the show. Almost into Flint the other day. Somebody actually said, yeah, yesterday it was booming all the way to about 15 miles.
I heard it almost clear as day in Flint before.
Yeah.
It goes past Howell.
Yeah.
Like I've been listening to BBL at the Tanger outlets in Howell. It's crazy.
There you go.
Outlet to outlet.
Show number 16 is underway. Seems like it's been a lot more than 16. But this is the 16th show.
I haven't been counting.
I actually started to count. And I want to be able to, like, at a certain point, like, oh, boy, show, okay, it's a big one. It's show 25. That's a milestone. Uh-oh, show 50. That's going to be a doozy.
You're counting it like a prisoner does.
Yeah, counting. I'm counting up. Ooh, going to be a big one. Show 100. Weather today, there's a pretty decent chance on the Eric Zane sometimes reasonably accurate weather forecast that we'll see showers or some type of rain. It was raining a little bit on the way in here. Chilly start. Not as bad as yesterday. 45 right now. Not getting much warmer than that, though. 47 for a high today. For Friday, mix of clouds and sun, high of 57. And then head of the weekend, 61 for a high on Saturday.
with a chance of some showers on Sunday. As we do this from the MapesDebt.com Bankruptcy Studios, emails into the show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. As we welcome in producer for today, the one and only Tyler Doan. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
Lovely as always. How are you?
Feeling good?
Great day.
Okay. Now, I understand you're extremely excited because today is NFL draft day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's right up your alley. That's like a big, big thing for you, huh?
Best day of the year.
You say it's best day of the year, really? Better than like the Super Bowl or opening day of baseball?
Absolutely.
How come?
Well, I'm a Packers fan, so to see all the excitement that the Lions fans have for their chances of being good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's the Lions. They just come back to bite you. I get excited in everybody else's misery.
Wow, that sounds terrible. You actually sound like an awful person when you say that.
I'll take it.
Okay, so the Packers, where do they sit in the draft?
They're picking 26th.
Where do the Lions sit?
15th as of
16th.
Now. 16th, sorry.
Okay.
I think the NFL draft is the most overrated sporting thing of the year.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't... You can miss the whole draft and it does not matter.
Right.
You can. It's not like it's a game where you have to watch it and see what happens.
Yeah.
You can watch. You can click on it at 5 a.m. and see who took what, and it's not like there's any kind of drama whatsoever.
Yeah. You know,
it's
like
pointless.
I like watching the spectacle of it. I'm going to live tweet it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It gets underway 7 or 8.
It starts at 8. That's the thing, though. They put it to prime time. It used to be Saturday afternoon. Right at noon, it starts. Perfect. You can have a cookout, have a party.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Do it on a Friday if you're going to do that. But Thursday, can't stay up for...
No.
The Lions aren't going to pick until like 11 o'clock.
Right.
Probably like 10. But I'm not going to stay up for that.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I love hearing the fans' reaction. I love hearing the over-analysis of the breakdown. You know, things like that.
The only thing that could happen would be if the stage like collapsed or something.
Okay.
That's the only kind of drama.
Yep. So we'll see the next crop of wife beaters and whatever. And
drug addicts and stuff.
Drug addicts and felons come strolling across the stage. I'm sorry, Dylan, what?
Overall delinquents.
Okay. So we'll see the people being rewarded for future bad behavior.
Future former millionaires.
Right.
They're going to blow their money.
Right. Future former homeless people. You remember the guy for the Detroit Lions named Luther Ellis?
Oh, yeah.
Luther spent every penny he ever made. I think he's like, I think they had to evict him from the Morton House when they ended up refurbishing that building. Get out, Luther.
He's only 43. It seems like he played forever ago, but not really. No, he's still relatively young in the grand scheme of people.
Yeah.
But for a football player, that's old as hell.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, bankruptcy. Every year it seems like there's more and more people who are going bankrupt
mm-hmm.
after making millions and millions of dollars.
We are still trying to get Osman Chen, who owns EXO Asian Cuisine downtown, to join us on the air.
Osman might be getting ready for a gang fight here.
That's what I noticed. On the way in this morning, of course, EXO is right next door to our building. And in front of EXO, somebody has set up a shrine similar to like, you know, how like when Prince died, everybody, they were putting, notes and flowers right on the fence at Paisley Park in Minnesota. People like offering some type of support and rest in peace messages, things like that. I come walking into the radio station this morning, and I notice there's a shrine in front of XO. I mean, literally, roses laying there, candles.
A lit candle. I was like, did someone die here? Is that why they shut it down?
Well, apparently the folks at another restaurant are having some fun with Osman Chen at XO. He's trying to restart his business after the health department shut him down.
Do you remember which restaurant it was?
I'm looking. I'm going to post this on Twitter and Facebook, these pictures. But somebody put up a cross, and there's a sign that says, I'm going to miss your $5 to-go meals in the summer. Rest in peace, EXO. Now I have to eat at Hong Kong Express. Apparently there's a beef. Thanks, bye forever. Rest in peace, EXO. Let's see this one. Rest in peace, XO. You will be dearly missed. The first half-off Sushi Tuesday without you was really hard. We over at Hong Kong Express today, and it was so. We were at Hong Kong Express today, and it was so sad. Rest in peace, XO. Goodbye, my sweet, sweet potato rolls. Another one says, a friend of a friend is a friend indeed. Rest in peace, XO. That's not true. None of that is going to play out because XO will be back. I hope so. I've heard a lot of great things. And
it's always been good.
I've heard, and obviously following the story about what went down, they are working hard there to restart. There have been like crews going in there nonstop.
There was a lady outside yesterday cleaning the windows.
Oh, yeah.
Like all sorts of elbow grease being used in that one. They're trying real hard to get this.
Yes, they are getting set to reopen. And apparently tomorrow they can reopen?
I believe so, yeah. Tomorrow at probably 11 o'clock.
Well, we just have got to get Osmond up here to talk about the grand reopening. And, the guy deserves another chance. What gets me is, you know, a big part of that story that was covered on the news about XO failing health inspection things and is the report when they said, and they plopped a big thing of paper down and said, look at these offenses over the past 10 years, XO, XO, and they're really letting them have it. And the first thought is, well, if it's been so long, why did you give them so much rope? If you're the health department and you're worried about the public health, why has it been forever that you've actually really put the screws to them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, XO is one of the premier, I think, Asian restaurants. It's perfect location, the best location in the city as far as Asian restaurants go.
Yes.
I think they got a little bit too comfortable, maybe. You know what I mean? Like I'm sure they haven't been doing that for, 10 years that they've been open? I think maybe they got a little bit too comfortable with how many people were coming in. They kind of laxed on their standards.
Maybe, but the fact that the health department is supposed to be this agency that is protecting the public health, why did it take so long for you to really come down on them? If that's the discussion we're having,
mm-hmm.
if it's about public health and they have screwed up and Chen wants to make it right, well, if it took you this long to punish him, true, he shouldn't have been messing around with that, and he admits it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just think that maybe if you, unless there's something that they're not telling us. A little bit later on, next hour, it's going to be great. Well, they're all going to be great. That's the goal. Griffin's assistant coach, Ben Simon, will be in here to talk about the Griffs. They open up next week at Lake Erie. We'll go over that schedule, that series for your Grand Rapids Griffins. Talk about that game three. When they swept Milwaukee, and easily one of the oddest things I've ever seen in hockey, after watching literally thousands of games, to see a game where they're down 1-0, and then two consecutive goals rip through the net, actually go through the net. I posted that on Twitter, the terrific video shot from behind the goal at Van Andel Arena, where you see it go through. And I said earlier that Mantha shot on the second one, well, it wasn't as powerful of a shot. It wasn't a slapper, but it was a strong wrist shot. And it was moving. And you see the whole net move and the puck go right through the net.
And he has a hell of a shot. Zero effort, it looked like, but that thing was zinging along.
Yeah, man. And there's a guy standing right behind the net, a fan. You hear him go, it happened again! It just happened again! So, yeah, man, there we go. The Griffs and the Lake Erie Monsters, who are out of Cleveland. I never was able to get used to the team name there. We're the Monsters. It just sounds like a stupid cartoon name. So much more cartoonish than mythical creature Griffin. Don't. Are you a hockey fan?
I like going to the games, but I'm not going to sit there and watch it on TV.
Okay.
Week. Hockey's awesome.
So is the NFL draft.
The NFL draft is really weak. The hockey is such a good sport to watch on TV. Like, you're sitting there, there's 19 minutes left, and then all of a sudden there's only 14 minutes left. The game just goes by so quick. I love it.
I found that a lot of people who like soccer like hockey.
Oh, yeah. My dad doesn't like many American sports. He loves hockey, though.
Ernie, my daughter's boyfriend, you know, a product of Honduras, who's actually born in the U.S., so he says. when he started dating Jacqueline, we started to watch hockey. And in about one game, he was hooked.
I think everyone who watches hockey gets hooked. It's such a fun game to watch.
It's like, hey, he follows all the players on the Griffins. I mean, just like the big club, like the Red Wings. He knows all of it. He's very excited. When we go into the games, we're fortunate enough to go through the back entrance and see the guys warming up. And he's, oh my God, there's my favorite. There's Andy Mealy. Oh my God, there's Anthony Mantha. He's really stoked to see that. And then the players are always scoping out my daughter, and it makes me really nervous. I'm like, come on. I'm standing right here, you stupid idiot.
Some of those players are about your daughter's age.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if she kicks Ernie to the curb and she comes strutting in the door with some hockey stud? I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, like I'm really going to be able to enforce the law on this guy. He's going to break my face.
Bertuzzi.
Oh,
he's going to get his uncle.
Bertuzzi is one of the nicest people.
Oh, that's what I heard. Yeah.
So, I mean, I haven't found anybody in that team who you kind of like, oh boy, I don't know, man. He seems like he's pretty standoffish. Everybody on the team's super nice.
That's what I hear about hockey players in general. Yeah. I mean, there's a few, obviously, that are terrible like Patrick Kane and all that. But for the most part, hockey players are good people.
Trainer Jackie comes walking in the door with Patrick Kane.
I got my new boyfriend.
Oh, no.
No!
No, get away from this guy. Bad news. Bad news. But Ben Simon from the Griffs will be here.
I was very upset when I saw that the second round doesn't start until next Thursday. We have to wait a whole other week for the second round to start.
That's weird.
Yeah, I looked it up. They released that one last night, I think. Game one will be on Thursday, May 5th.
Oh, man.
That's a whole week.
Yeah.
And the Griffins had momentum coming out of this series. I was hoping to, I don't know, have a Saturday start. I'm assuming most of the series are going to be over by then. NHL has no problem starting the second round before the first round's finished. Why can't the AHL?
Yeah. So, plenty of time. Good boy, I had what is the home schedule? I had it, but I forgot it. Is it Sunday, the next Sunday after that Thursday, that's the what? 7th? That's Mother's Day. The Mother's Day game is the first home game. It starts at 4 o'clock for the home schedule.
For the Griffins?
Yeah. You're not sure, are you? I'm pretty sure, just because Phil sent me the schedule. I put it in my calendar as the first home game. For the Griffs. Yeah, it is May 8th.
May 8th, yep.
And then and then they play on Tuesday, May 10th. And then, if necessary, a game 6 on May 16th. I love it when hockey gets, the season gets long. You're well into spring, into June.
You're like, there shouldn't be ice on.
Then they're always, the players always complain because it's 90 degrees outside. The ice is like a pond. Completely bummed. I'm also looking forward to the 7 o'clock hour. A gentleman by the name of Doug Jenkins. He's an educator at East Grand Rapids. And what East Grand Rapids has done is this year they put together a robotics team. Have you ever seen the film Big Hero 6?
No, I haven't. What the hell is Big Hero 6?
Oh my God. You see, this is interesting because that was one of those, it was a terrific animated film.
Oh, yeah.
And
nope.
And you wouldn't see, you probably wouldn't want to see that because of your age. But a guy like me, I would see that because my kids are of age, and they all love it. Don, have you seen Big Hero 6?
I have not seen that one.
Now, no. I feel like a complete bag here, because here I am talking about this animated film.
But it's not like your kids are young. Was it your kids that wanted to watch it, or is it you that wanted to watch it?
I got a 13-year-old, but my 21-year-old son, Jim, that's his favorite film.
Oh, okay.
You sounded very judgmental when you said, oh, okay. I don't know.
I just don't believe you.
No, it's not true. Come on. I'm going to say it is true. I mean, absolutely. My whole family loves that film.
You were probably like, oh, man, we have to go watch Big Hero 6.
Okay, I'll admit it. Yes. I loved the film, but he saw it first. And full disclosure, you know what other film I really love is The Incredibles.
See, The Incredibles, I can see. That was a good one. I don't know about. I'm not saying Big Hero 6 isn't, but when I was that age, when I was that age.
So like last week?
By the way, you got a warning from Laura.
I saw that.
She wants you to, she said you're too freaking excited, and she might have her mic on. Gates is trying to talk to her about the big Todd Rundgren show or something. And and you're bleeding through on LAV.
We're recapping old Johnny Carson episodes.
Okay, so The Incredibles, yes. Big Hero 6, not. Wait, well, it's like near, it's like almost the same genre. It's like a superhero film.
The Incredibles came out sooner, so I was of age.
You were younger.
Yes, okay. When that happened. Okay. Trying to be quiet for Laura.
Laura's like, you are such a spaz. You are so low.
That's why I'm in radio.
Well, Don does a thing. He's hilarious because, he's a big boy. He's tall and just, he looks like he throws shot put. Well, he did. But when he's getting ready to speak, you hear him excitable when he says it. His posture actually gets gigantic. He puffs up and goes, what? So it's awesome to see. So keep doing. Remember when I said to you that text? I said, keep being you.
Yep.
If you ever aren't excitable, I'm going to have a problem with that.
You be you.
I really think I'd get kicked to the curb.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So where the hell was I? Okay. The kids at East Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah. How the hell did we get to that?
This happens a lot, where we just fall down a rabbit hole. Anyway, Doug Jenkins is in charge. He's the educator at East Grand Rapids. And the robotics team, this is the first year of the program. And, in fact, it was just a big championship event at the Deltaplex that Snyder came by and visited. That's when he talked about drinking Flint water for 30 days straight. That whole scam. But the robotics team is dominant, and they are going to the World Championships of Robotics.
That's nuts. That's crazy.
So,
that's such a good accomplishment.
Well,
what kind of team starts out in their first year going to the World Championships?
Exactly.
None.
And this guy needs to be talked to, and these kids and he and the whole school and the program need credit, because robotics, man, that's where it's at. If you've ever seen these competitions and what these kids have to do in terms of planning and things, these are the smartest kids you'll ever find. They're terrific. And anyway, they remind me, in a reference that nobody gets because nobody's seen the damn film, of the kids on Big Hero 6. Why did I even go back to it? I'm just getting blank stares. This is ridiculous. 800-785-1073. We'll be talking the film Big Hero 6 all day today until stupid Julius and stupid Doan realize that this is a terrific film that they need to see. All calls into the show about Big Hero 6 at 800-785-1073 are brought to you by Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. We have one more type of monologue break to get to next, but then we're going to divide the back half of the hour with Simonson from yesterday, because we got a lot of people saying, I missed Bill for age discrimination because we did it very late and it was out of drive time. It was like from 9:40 to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. So, I got enough response of people that said they want to hear it on the radio at a different time, that in the back half of this hour, we'll play part one of Bill, which is an amazing story that he told about an interaction he had with some people. And then we'll do the game. That will be the back half of this hour. So, unbelievably, I'm getting some people calling in. So who knows where that will lead us next break as we do this from the MapesDebt.com Bankruptcy Studios. And please remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
Hope you enjoyed the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You want more of the show and all of my Patreon content, please go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time. Talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.